Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of On the Road with That Wisconsin Couple. As always, I am Hayden.
And I'm Julia.
And today we are taking you to Madison for episode number 52. As always, Julia, hit him with a fun fact.
So my fun fact, I think, is very, very fun. Probably definitely my top three fun facts. But the official city bird of Madison, Wisconsin is the plastic pink flamingo. Do you know why that is?
I mean, I do because I read it.
Hey, you're not supposed to look ahead when it's...
You told me to read this over before.
Yeah, but don't... Fun fact. Okay, but the plastic pink flamingo is the city's bird because it's in homage to the infamous student prank in 1979. A Madison student put 1,008 pink plastic flamingos on Boscombe Hill in UW-Madison's campus.
Why 1,008?
Because he bought them by the dozen and he wanted to say that he put over 1,000 on them. That's the lowest he could go.
That is certainly interesting.
It's a fun fact.
Fun and interesting fact about UW. That guy, who is it?
I don't have it. Obviously, I don't know off the top of my head.
Guy's a f***ing legend.
It was two guys. It was in celebration of them winning the student government campaign, I think.
All right, Madison. It is in Dane County. From where we live, short, 47 miles, 1 hour, easy peasy, pretty much one road and you're there. I don't know. I mean, I go to Madison, I guess technically Middleton, every week. We were just there on Sunday.
Yeah, we went to REI on Sunday.
And Nevada Bob's.
Yeah, we go to Madison kind of often. I would say quarterly for me, just to grab some shopping things. But yeah, we went to REI and the golf store on Sunday. So not too far of a drive. But yeah. This is your friendly reminder that we do have our On the Road with That Wisconsin Couple Google Map for sale. It is a one-time fee. You get to keep it forever. And every week it gains new pins when we recommend things on the podcast. So everything we've ever recommended that we can possibly tag on Google is on that map. It is color-coded for places to eat, places to drink, places to explore, and our TWC favorites. So go ahead and check that out. It's $15, and it's a great way to support us if you want to have all of our recommendations right on your phone.
And just a heads up for this one, guys, there are so many places in Madison, and though I've lived here an hour away from it my entire life, I would never call myself a frequent Madison goer.
No, and in full transparency, I don't love Madison.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I honestly try to avoid Madison just because the driving is awful.
Yeah, so Madison is one of two cities. I'm sure most of you know this, but just to put it in perspective, Madison is one of two cities in the country that's located on an isthmus. So it is quite literally placed on a small piece of land in between two lakes, meaning that there's quite literally no parking because there's not a lot of land to be had because they shoved a city in between these lakes.
And they just keep making the city bigger.
Yeah. And so I just don't love Madison because I do find it hard to get around and very hard to park. So this isn't my favorite. I'm not a city person in general, but this is most certainly not my favorite one. I would prefer Milwaukee to Madison.
Yeah, I would say the main reason I would go to Madison is because there's something specific that I can't get anywhere else, or I want to take you on a super elevated nice date.
Yeah, it is a great date night destination. I will second that. But yeah, usually I'm going there for something specific like REI or Target, something like that. So
I may enjoy it more if I physically lived there and got used to the everyday lifestyle of Madison.
Or maybe if I was a student and didn't have a car.
Yeah. But then in the winter, miserable.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yes, that's a little Madison tangent, but we do have some great recommendations for you in the area. But yeah, full transparency, we know we're missing a lot. So if you have recommendations you want us to check out, send them our way. Because like Hayden said, this is where we go for our higher end date nights.
Yeah, I feel like we'll be getting a lot of recommendations for
food, supper clubs.
Well,
We haven't been to the Madison Supper
Off
Clubs.
Off the beaten path, like, not the main places to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, and yeah, full disclosure, I feel like we will get some hate for not have gone to, like, the Madison Supper Clubs. We know they're on our list. We just really don't get there that often.
All right, well, we'll start with, like we normally do. We can start with that elevated romantic date night that I spoke of earlier, Tornado Room.
Tornado Room. It's great.
Awesome.
We went there for an anniversary dinner, and I got crab legs the size of my arm. They were the biggest crab legs I've ever seen. Everything was so delicious. And yeah, they really do treat you like you're fine dining, and I appreciated that.
Didn't they give us free champagne that day, too?
They did, because it was our anniversary.
So that was cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, but really, really good food. Really, like, intimate date night.
Yeah, Steak Club Supper,
dark
Steakhouse Supper Club vibes. Yeah, dark interior.
I think they would consider themselves a steakhouse. So.
Yes, I think, yeah, it's Tornado Room Steakhouse, I think is the name. But then additionally, like, they have a late night, like, casual menu that I've checked out one time, like burgers and stuff. It's right off the Capitol Square, so a great spot to check out if you're hungry late night, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, and also, I don't know if they take reservations, but if they do, I would recommend it.
I would imagine the Tornado Room probably takes reservations.
I probably should have looked that up, so I apologize.
It's all right. I don't know what this next place is, so go ahead, Jules.
Salvatore's Pizza is a really good pizza shop in Madison. They make, like, thinner wood-fired pizza, and I just find it really delicious. I find their sauce to have, like, a very unique, herby taste to it that I really, really like. But highly recommend it if you're looking for a slice of pizza in Madison. But then additionally, while we're talking about pizza, we have to talk about Ian's.
Yeah, for sure. Ian's Pizza, drunk pizza.
It is the best. Well, I can't say the best. I love Polito's too.
Polito's is fire.
It is great drunk pizza. Ian's, you can go in and buy a slice. Their iconic mac and cheese pizza is very, very popular. You can go in and get a slice of pizza from lunch through the, like, all hours of the night. But highly recommend it. If you've never been, you have to get a piece of iconic Ian's pizza.
And if you're going there after you're drunk, you're waiting in line. Just a heads up.
Yeah, it is a busy spot. They do have a couple locations in Madison, right? And they also have Milwaukee locations,
If you're
too.
Drunk on State Street, you're going to that one.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, the next one is a Middleton. The next two are Middleton places. But I don't think we'll get to a Middleton episode anytime soon. And this is a really, really good spot. So I didn't want to leave it out. But Ancho and Agave is an amazing Mexican taco restaurant. You can get, like, a flight of tacos and get, like, all the different flavors. And I find that so fun. And they are so good.
Yeah, they have an awesome drink menu, too.
Yeah, that spicy strawberry margarita I had was kick-ass.
And it's relatively new.
New-ish.
I mean, a few years, but it's cool. It's a cool spot. That's a cool date spot, too, I would say. Next is, for all those people out there with a sweet tooth, it's called Miggy's.
Yes, Miggy's Bakes is also in Middleton. It's newer. She's a young entrepreneur, a UW-Madison grad that started her bakery, I think, out of her home while she was in school, and has now become a brick and mortar spot in Madison that is making the most delicious treats. And I highly, highly recommend stopping by there and getting one of her cookie cups. It's like literally a cookie in a cupcake, like, shape, and then they have a scoop of edible cookie dough on top of it, and it is absolutely to die for. I love the s'mores one. So if you've never been to Miggy's, I recommend checking it out.
Shout out to Miggy's. Aaron's Irish Pub. I don't know if I've ever been here.
I don't think you've been here, but I have to put this on here because I stopped here with Haley once. Met her there with one of our friends, Victoria. Hi, Victoria, if you're listening. But Aaron's Irish Pub, it is a Irish pub, but their French onion soup, when I tell you, it was the best French onion soup, and it had, like, fried, like you know the onion rings that are on, like, the Western burger that are, like, a little bit frilly? They're like that. They have, like, these fried onions on top of the onion soup, and it was so good. I highly recommend Aaron's Irish Pub, even if you just stop for the French onion soup, if you're a soup snob like me.
I'll add one here. Red Sushi. If you love sushi, this is the place to go for sushi in Madison. It's absolutely fantastic. Great atmosphere, good ambiance, delicious food. can't miss on Red Sushi. I'm sure they have stuff. I've never ordered anything but sushi there, but I'm sure you could probably get a steak there. So, well, that's a good spot. Good date night spot.
Red Sushi, they have steak?
I wouldn't see why not.
Because it's a sushi restaurant?
I mean, yeah, but I think they would probably have something else to offer besides sushi. But I've never gotten it, so don't hold me to that.
I don't know of sushi restaurants that serve steak.
Well, Ginza of Tokyo, where Pelux is now, used to be able to get a steak.
Maybe that's why they went out of business.
I doubt it.
Okay, the next one is also where we went on our first Valentine's Day together. We ate at the Old Fashioned in Madison. They have delicious old fashions. They have great cheese curds. They have everything in Wisconsin you could possibly want out of an establishment right there. It's always very busy. You will probably have to wait, but it is absolutely delicious. Great fish fry.
I don't think you can make a reservation at the Old Fashioned.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But also, I don't know 100%, so don't hold me to it.
You can't just say that every time. We're just sharing our experiences.
I'll also add one more here. This is, I would say, like maybe a little bit drunk food, or like after you eat it, you want to go to bed. But Parthenon's.
Euros?
Yep, go get a Euro at Parthenon's. It's awesome. We used to go there every year after state wrestling.
What was the sushi place you went to this year for state wrestling?
I don't remember what that place was called.
Hmm.
But it was pretty fire. It was on like the backside of the Kohl Center.
Well, we don't know what it's called. We can't recommend it, I guess.
Yep.
Okay, moving on to where to drink in Madison. We know we're missing a billion breweries, a lot of distilleries and all the things, but these are just, you know, the places we've been to semi-recently and recommend. The first one is Delta Beer Lab. They are dog-friendly, really cool spot with unique beers. They serve them to you in like, well, they don't serve them to you, but they have, it's like set up like a lab, like science lab. So think like beakers and that kind of thing. But it's very, very cute in there. I really liked it. And again, unique beers.
Delta Beer Lab was cool. That was a pretty sweet spot. This next spot, so cool. Randomly stumbled upon it. Don't know how nobody was in there when, like, at the time. Because I think we were, like, on our way. But it was before we went into a hockey game. Kohl Center.
It's literally right behind the Kohl Center.
Yeah, so if you don't know, there's a railroad track that runs parallel with the Kohl Center, behind the Kohl Center. And we found this spot because there's like good spots to park over behind there that like not a lot of people know about. So parked and we were walking to the back entrance of the Kohl Center and I saw like a neon open sign on the outside of like a train car, just like a train car that doesn't move anymore. And I walked up and door was open and I poked my head in and I was like, hey, what is this place? Are you guys open? Like, do you serve drinks or anything? And they were just like, yeah, we're a bar. Come on in and hang out. And it was like literally just a single train car that they built a bar into and a really, really, really cool lounge seating area. Have you gone in there yet?
Yeah, we went there with James and Shelley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a super cute bar. And yes, it's called Local Motive. Local. Super cute. Tiny space, mm-hmm. But very charming, and they make great drinks.
Well, I really liked the Local Motive. It's I would call it a hidden gem.
Yeah, definitely a hidden gem.
Which is hilarious because it's behind the Kohl Center that has so many people that go in and out of that place for sporting events that it blew my mind that nobody was in there.
Yeah, and I feel like we don't use the term hidden gem a lot, but that's a good descriptive for this.
And they're also more of like a open after 4 o'clock. You know, they're not open like during the heart of the day. It's like an evening place to go.
Cocktail
just
lounge.
Surf drinks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. The next one is Camp Triple Lindy. This is a rooftop bar in the Graduate Hotel just off campus in Madison. When I tell you that this place gives full-blown summer camp vibes, I mean it. They have boozy Capri Sun cocktails, so like adult Capri Suns. One of them's called Bug Juice. It's just like super fun. They have s'more kits where you can roast them over like tiny fires. They just have, they serve dirt cups. They do have like some sandwiches and appetizers as well. But really, I highly recommend going for their cocktails. They're called like Camp Counselor Favorites. It's just like full-blown summer camp. It's super fun. Rooftop bar. There's an inside portion as well as an outside portion, but it's so fun and just such good vibes. I really love it.
Yeah, it's a cool place to hang out. For sure.
Yeah. Good day drinking spot.
Way up there.
Yeah.
Way up in the air.
It's not that high, but
it's pretty high up in the air.
But it's really cute. I love it.
Because it's kind of built like on the top of the middle of a street that's on a hill.
Oh, yeah, it is kind of higher up.
Like it's a really cool spot. I don't recall the next one.
You were not with me. So I went to Youngblood Brewing is just off of the Capitol Square. I went here after a farmer's market and they have phenomenal sours. And I love a sour beer. And it was very hard because I was like, before I bought one, I was like, can I sample this one? Can I sample this one? And it's rare that I I'm going to get this one. But I loved them. They were so good. Iconic sours if you're into that thing.
And then if you're looking to freaking party, man, State Street. Too many bars to name. Doesn't really matter. Anyone you stumble into is probably going to be...
Yes, and if school is in session, like if the college students are there, it'll be busy as can be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Wando's isn't on State Street. It's just off. It's on the block next to State Street. So, well, shout out to Wando's.
Wando's. I've never been to Wando's.
Pretty fun.
Okay, and on to the Explore section. We're going to start with the Dane County Farmers Market, which is the biggest, produced market in the country?
Produce?
No, I think it's produce, like, I don't know. But it's the biggest.
Like the most vendors?
Yeah, it is the biggest market of its kind, and it wraps all the way around Capitol Square, pretty much. You can find everything from produce to local honey to flowers, local baked goods. And while we're talking about it, I have to talk about the iconic Stella's Cheesy Bread, which is, if you know, you know. But if you're going to the Dane County Farmers Market, wait in line for the Stella's Cheesy Bread. It is so good.
I feel like this is just funny to me. Like, and it's nothing against you or anything. I feel like you say the iconic so much, and I have never heard of it before, and it just makes me laugh.
Well, you've never heard of it because you, if you know, you know, and you don't know.
I don't know.
But you don't go to the Dane County Farmers Market either.
I understand that.
So how would you know? But it is iconic to the farmers market.
That's I wasn't saying anything bad against you. I was just saying you say a lot of things are iconic, and I'm sure they are, and I've just never heard. It just makes me giggle.
The Wisconsin Historic Society Library is right on campus. It's called the Wisconsin Historic Society Archives, I think. But it is a very beautiful library that gives Harry Potter vibes. Like, you walk up a marble staircase. It's very, very beautiful. A lot of the students use it because it is on campus. But if you are just a person that likes to get things done outside of your house, like if you're a work-from-home person who likes to get out of the house, beautiful spot. Highly recommend it. Again, there will be a lot of students, but it's beautiful. Just go take it in.
Hey, I've been to this next place. Henry Vila's Zoo. Pretty awesome zoo.
You can have lunch with the polar bears.
Can have lunch with the polar bears. That's my spirit animal. Just the fun, not too big, so you can see it all.
It's free.
It's a free activity to do. Just a great place, you know? I feel like it's a very well-maintained zoo for, you know, animals. As much as they probably don't like being in zoos, seem like they don't mind living there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to talk about, like, the ethical side because I don't know about that. I'm not educated on it, so I'm not going to talk about it. But I do really think this zoo is a great educational, like, space. There's a lot of, like, zookeeper talks and, like, things going on to learn about these animals. And then there is a, like, cafe, like, lunch spot that is in view of the polar bear exhibit. So when we're talking about you get to eat lunch with the polar bears, you quite literally, like, eat lunch and then at a table that's like up to the glass of their enclosure. So you can quite literally just see the polar bears while you're eating lunch. And it's really fun.
If you'd like to spend a day on the water or buy a brand new boat, go to Skipper Butts.
Yeah, Skipper Butts has great rentals and it's on Lake Monona.
Isn't it on both? Isn't it like right in between both of them?
I have no idea.
Neither do I.
But Skipper Buds.
Skipper Buds, an awesome place. We took a pontoon out once for my birthday 1 year, and it was a really, really good time.
It was very fun.
I don't know what this next place is, so go ahead.
You walked there with me after the zoo we went here. It's called Raymer's Cove. It's a really nice little trail, and it's out on one of those lakes, too. Do I know which one? No. But yeah, it's a cool little trail. You don't remember this?
Not really.
We walked down a staircase, and you're like along the water. Huh.
Oh, maybe. Do you like walk? Like, is it like not a paved trail on the water?
No,
the waters,
it's just like a little
side?
Trail.
Yeah. I kind of remember it.
Okay. Well, it's pretty cool. So yeah. I recommend if you're looking
I remember now.
If you're looking to get a little trail action in Madison, this is a really good one. Raymer's Cove.
If you're into golf, especially golf in the off season, or just like to work on your swing without actually going to the course, Vitense Golf. They have a mini golf place there. They have a covered, heated, multi-layer driving range. You can swing in the winter. They give golf lessons too. So you can sign up to get golf lessons there. They do have some food and some beverage. It's just kind of like a downscale Top Golf. An affordable Top Golf.
There you go. Yeah. So
I would like to add one more explorer too. If you have never been to any sort of Badger sporting event at the Kohl Center or Camp Randall, on your bucket list, put it on now. Go watch a football game at Camp Randall. Go watch a hockey game or a basketball game, or I don't know what else they do. They don't do. They still play volleyball at the field house, don't they? So go watch a basketball game or a hockey game at the Kohl Center. Go watch high school state basketball. Men's basketball is there. High school state wrestling is there. Just go see an event at the Kohl Center. It's sweet. It's awesome. I would recommend hockey.
Cool. Those are our Madison favorites. I know we're missing a lot of things. Send them our way. Like I said, we don't venture to Madison very often, but when we do, we're always looking for good food. So what do you got for us? Let us know.
Absolutely. I apologize to any of the Frank liquor salesmen that sell down in Madison if we didn't mention somewhere that you like.
Well, they have to tell us that they like it, and yeah, then maybe we'll go there.
So, as always, too, guys, make sure you are tagging us on Instagram with really anything that you guys are doing out there, anything that we've ever recommended, and use the hashtag on the road with TWC. We want to see what you guys got going on. We want to see what we need to go see. We want to see what you guys are seeing if we haven't seen it yet.
That's a lot of C's.
It was.
But you can tag us at The Wisconsin Couple, Facebook and Instagram, even TikTok. But yeah, thanks for riding along with us.
Thanks for riding along with us, guys. We'll see you next time.
You see you next week for a very summery episode.